Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Millions of federal student loan borrowers won't have to pay on their loans until February because the Department of Education has extended the payment pause set to expire at the end of this year. Since the start of the pandemic, the department has offered borrowers a break on payments and interest. And for more on this, we have Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So the majority of borrowers, that's about 90% of the 42 million Americans with federal student loans, have actually taken advantage of this relief. Remind us exactly what the government is offering.
So you said an important word. I just want to underscore it, federal student loans, because this does not apply to private student loans. But, you know, that's basically 85% or so of the loans that are outstanding. Now, here's what this means. If you have a federal loan, then you do not have to make a payment, nor do you have to pay any interest accrual. So this is really good news because, you know, millions of Americans still owe those loans. And these loans also will extend to parent government loans. I should note that even though these are federal loans, a lot of private lenders have matched the government's plan. But you got to speak to your institutions directly to understand their rules.
But Jill, this is just a 1 month extension. Will this truly help borrowers? I mean, will many of them be able to make payments after February?
Well, I guess it's better than nothing, but obviously that jobs report that we got out on November revealed some pretty serious problems in the labor force. You know, we still have 9.8 million fewer jobs than before the pandemic. So this is a problem that is not going to be resolved with a 1 month extension. It really has to be part of something more comprehensive. But obviously, this has been a problem for decades now.
Biden campaigned on a promise to forgive student loan debt, but his plan has actually been criticized by some economists who say it could actually favor higher income borrowers. What does his plan look like, and why are some economists sounding the alarm on this?
There are a lot of parts of this plan that were very interesting, which, you know, essentially would include help for undergrad borrowers who earn $25,000 or less. And also canceling up to $10,000 in debt for students who work in national or community service. I should note the Federal Reserve itself has noted student loan debt has consistently been disproportionately held by higher income families. And the Fed thinks that those are the families that can likely support their loan payments.
Oh, interesting.
And so in each survey the Fed has conducted, more than half of outstanding student debt belong to the top 40% of the income distribution. The bottom fifth never has held more than 14% of the debt. So this is seen as maybe a little bit of a gift to some wealthier American families. I know that many who have their debt don't feel wealthy, but in comparison, and that's the blowback on this plan.
And Jill, what should people who have federal student loans do to prepare for the possible end of relief?
What you want to do is right now, while you have this period of forbearance, analyze your outstanding loans and do prepare to start repaying those loans in 2021. And also, if you are lucky enough to have a job and your cash flow allows it, this is a great time to get a jump on those loan balances. You think about it, until the end of January, the full amount of those payments could be applied to principal. How great is that? That could mean that you could shorten the term of your loan.
That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you.
Great to be with you.
This is Here and Now.